Coffee or tea?
Coffee, he replied, pulling out a chair and easing into it. Now, what is that? He pointed to the object of my search.
My ice skates.
Your ice skates? I assume that you intend to donate them to some deserving teenager.
Actually, I was planning to see if they still fit.
You've done some foolish things in your life, Jessica Fletcher, but now I've heard it all. You can't possibly mean to start ice skating at your age.
I'll ignore the last part of that comment, and I'll thank you to know I was second runner-up to the Queen of the Winter Carnival in 7th grade. My talent was figure skating.
It was, eh?
Yes, I said, pouring the coffee and then taking milk from the refrigerator. I was pretty good at stroking, had mastered the left crossover. The right was still a bit wobbly. But I could do a 3-turn and was working on my mohawk.
Isn't that a hairstyle?
No, a type of turn. I took the top off the cookie jar. Snickerdoodle? I asked.
Just one. I'm trying to take off a pound or two.
I fished out 2 cookies, one for him and one for me, and set the plate in front of him. My good friend and Cabot Cove's favorite physician had a weakness for cookies.
Actually, for good food of any kind.
He cautioned his patients about overeating, but wasn't very good at following his own recommendations, although he made an effort every now and then. Apparently, this was one of those times. Seth picked up the cookie and took a small bite, savoring the cinnamon and butter flavor, and changed the subject.
I suppose having the old ice arena refurbished and reopened has prompted this bit of folly on your part.
Having a nice place to skate is appealing, Seth. Half the town is talking about it, and I'm no exception. He grunted before saying,
You do know, don't you, that Coddington only decided to fix up the place in order to sell it.
Did Eve Simpson tell you that? I asked, referring to one of Cabot Cove's leading real estate brokers.
Yeah. My point is, Jessica, that all the excitement about the arena probably won't last long. Whoever buys it from Coddington will probably turn it into a factory or another of those mini malls. Lord knows we don't need more of those.
The Cabot Cove Ice Arena had once been a center of social activity for the town, but it fell on hard times. Skaters sought more modern facilities, such as the rink installed in a mall down the coast that had the added benefit of being surrounded by stores. Without celebrity skaters to bring attention to the sport, our ice arena seemed to fade in the public imagination. Paid hours on the ice, either for pure recreation or for classes, dwindled to the point where the owner, Eldridge Coddington, had closed it down, and the assumption was that he'd find a buyer for the building. But Coddington surprised everyone, including me, when he decided to invest money to renovate the skating center, using a hefty portion of a considerable inheritance from his uncle, who'd made his fortune in the halcyon days of the lumber industry. Coddington's plans were impressive. In addition to modernizing, he added a second rink to accommodate the growing popularity of hockey and was angling to bring in a semi-pro team. He had the name all picked out, the Cabot Cove Lobsters, according to Evelyn Phillips, the editor of the Cabot Cove Gazette. On top of that, he let it be known that he was going to open a world-class figure skating school and was casting about for a star coach to bring attention to the program. He found one in Brian Devlin, a former gold medalist who agreed not only to head up the school, but also to bring in elite athletes to burnish its reputation. You can imagine the excitement that announcement created. Cabot Cove was all abuzz. But that was almost a year ago. Devlin's arrival unfortunately coincided with the start of the recent